Matt Flint, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage you to download the Devil Radio app. Get it from our website. Get it from the Apple and Google store. A lot on our website. And you can take it with you 24/7. Wherever you go, on your phone, listen to your favorite shows. Well, some news out of New York. A number of people, there's a chorus of Tartuffes calling for Andrew Cuomo to resign after allegations that he had harassed 11 women. Now, I'll tell you an anecdote of mine a long time ago, back in the 90s. You know, remember that Mario Cuomo ran, his father ran for president in 1992, probably late 90s. I was in New York on business, and I was in a restaurant called Palio's, roughly 52nd Street, you know, Midtown and 7th Avenue, roughly around there. Nice little Italian place, whole bunch of people in there. As I'm walking in, a guy bumps into me, true story. And I said, excuse me, and it was Mario Cuomo. He had been the governor of New York. He'd run for president. Great guy, Mario Cuomo, great governor. And then he was with a law firm, and I shook his hand. I said, listen, Mr. Cuomo, I was the 1992 presidential convention, the nominating convention in 1992. And I'll tell you what, I was impressed with what you said. He gave a speech, but the real one I was impressed with was back in 1984, because there I was in San Francisco. I go to all these things, and he gave a major address. And I said, you know, when I've ever heard you speak, I think you would have been a great president, and I hope you run again. And he said, I'm not going to, but my son Andrew is a good guy, and I hope that you can help him any way you can. I said, great, you know. And then I watched his career. Andrew Cuomo was in the cabinet with Bill Clinton, and then he was governor of New York several times, and did a fantastic job. Anyway, from all accounts, from this report, he acted quite crudely, came on to people and all that. Let me tell you the process of what's going to happen. And it's not at all clear in my mind that he will leave the governorship permanently. Here's what the deal is. In New York, you know, there's an impeachment drive now. It takes a majority of the assembly, only a majority. It's sort of like the federal impeachment of a president. But it also takes two-thirds of the Senate, and believe it or not, two-thirds of the justices of their highest court. Now, in Wisconsin, in most states, you call your highest court the Supreme Court. Believe it or not, in New York, the Supreme Court is the lowest court. It's just a trial judge. The highest court is called the Court of Appeals, which in Wisconsin is only the intermediate court, but whatever. It takes two-thirds of the justices of the highest court in New York and two-thirds of the Senate to turn him out. So, and he's flat out said, look, I've been a good governor. I deny some of these things about the touching. You know, I'm a guy, you know, out there, they all hug each other and so forth. And okay, yeah, I was single and I came on to some people. And in any event, I'm not leaving. That's what he says. Okay. The lieutenant governor is a woman named Kathy Hochul, H-O-C-H-E-L. She's, by all accounts, a very good person, but, you know, most people never heard of her. She'd be the governor if he gets impeached and taken out of office. So I'm going to assume, let's assume, that there's this chorus of outrage and really Tartuffes. A lot of these people, if you took an MRI to their personal life, believe me, you know, they wouldn't want that. Let's put it that way. But they all are, and, you know, some of these are the crowd that took out Al Franken. And that was a travesty. Al Franken was a great senator, didn't deserve to be taken out. All these people, including Kirsten Gillibrand, the senator out there, she led the charge. But a lot of the other Democratic senators knifed them, too. I didn't like that, frankly. And they replaced him with Tina Smith, who's nice, but she's compliant and not all that aggressive. And, you know, in any event, Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, has said he's not leaving. Well, he could get impeached and he could get taken out. Okay. It would take a majority in the assembly, two-thirds in the Senate and two-thirds of the justices. If he does, he has $18.5 million in his account. And he said he'll run again. He can do that. The polls show that 33 percent of New Yorkers think he should run in 2022. 39% think he should finish out his term and not run, and only 23% think he should resign immediately or be impeached. So we'll see what happens. Letitia James, the attorney general, who engineered all this, I have a high opinion of her on two things that she did. She went after the NRA, and she did a very good job. She also went after Trump and helped to get his tax returns to the Manhattan DA. That's excellent. She's also a candidate for governor. And the truth of the matter is that she should not have been engineering this thing. There is at least the appearance of a conflict. And the two people that she appointed to be her investigators and deputized, one of them been the U.S. attorney in New York and had investigated Cuomo for other things that didn't go anywhere and has a thing about him. And so we'll see what happens. My prediction is because they wrote Biden into this and everybody that probably the majority will impeach him. And probably 2/3 in the Senate and the justices will go along with it, largely because every Republican is going along with it. They're licking their chops to get Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom in California out for different reasons, so they can get two Republicans in there. And the Republican who is running in New York is Lee Zeldin, and he's from Staten Island. He's bad news. You know, he is a very lackluster guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy personally, but why should he be governor of New York? I want a Democrat. So here's how this bad opera, this King Lear, plays out. Shakespearean plays. Some Shakespearean plays, by the way, were put into operas by Verdi. Look them up. Anyway, this is what's going on. So if Cuomo is impeached and he runs again, I think he could win. I think he could beat Letitia James in a primary. He certainly beat Lee Zeldin. If he's not impeached, then he will run again. If he's impeached and beaten, I don't see how the lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, is going to win. Letitia James is going to beat her in a primary, and then Lee Zeldin will beat Letitia James, and we will have a Republican governor out there. So this is what's happening, going after him the way they went after Al Franken. In any event, Luke is woke. Now, I'll say this about Luke. He's young, he's knowledgeable, and unlike most woke people in Madison, he knows history. So I like that. So Luke, you're cackling, you're hovering over the microphone.
I'm just curious, Matt, what's the word that you use? Tartuffes?
Tartuffe.
Right. Tartuffe. Are you calling Joe
in a Molière? In the Molière play, and he was holier than thou, claimed he was very religious and everything.
Okay.
And, you know, and deep down inside, he was a hypocrite, is what it is.
Gotcha. I know the holier than thou reference. I did not know his name. Gotcha. Well, Molière. We're coming up close on a break, so my one question for you is just going to be, are you calling both Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer tortoofs then because they have called for his resignation? Just curious. So,
actually, the truth is Joe Biden is not a tartuffe because he has had an exemplary life, you know. The assembly. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm just asking because you said all these people were tartuffes calling for him to step down, and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden have called for him to step down.
My man, so he's the horse I'm going to ride. I have no idea what he's been like. Joe Biden's a good guy, but I'll tell you what, that assembly and that congressional delegation, hey, they are right out of I don't know, Kirsten Gillibrand. She knifed Al Franken, that was bad. Going to a break. Anyway, Cuomo, yeah, he did some bad things here. Okay, I don't want a Republican governor. Is that hard to understand? All right, going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.